Okay, so we were in the middle of our discussion of the heter for people to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Just a quick background for those who haven't been here. So, and even for those who have been,
I just want people to know that I've been here.
Or weren't here last week. Anyways, so the Gemara, the Mishnah had said that there's a prohibition on Shabbos to bring kalim to the mikvah. There's four reasons given the Gemara as to why that is, but the Gemara assumes that it's permitted for a person to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, because, as the Gemara says, it doesn't look like it doesn't necessarily look like he's going to the mikvah. And assuming the problem of going to mikvah is nirei kemesagan, and it looks like he's fixing himself halachically, so a human being, when he goes to the mikvah, it doesn't look like he's going to the mikvah. It looks like he is just cooling down. And then the Gemara goes to the whole discussion. Well, if the reason you're allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos is because it looks like you're cooling down, so what if it's a cold day? Because then it doesn't look like you're cooling down. So Gemara says, that's not a problem. Maybe you're dirty and it looks like you're cleaning yourself off. And then the Gemara says, okay, well, what if you're right? The Gemara goes through a bunch of permutations. And then the Gemara says, okay, that would explain why on Shabbos you could go to the mikvah, but what about Yom Kippur? And we paskin that even on Yom Kippur you're allowed to go to the mikvah. So the conclusion of the Gemara, based on that line and the fact that you're allowed to go even on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, seems to be that while the Gemara thought in its Havamina that fundamentally it was prohibited to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, but if it's a situation where it could be construed that you're not going to mikvah, it would be mutter. The maskana of the Gemara seems to be not that way, and seems to be that no, once we say that you can go to the mikvah on Shabbos, there is no Isser Derabanan at all, and that's why you're allowed to go on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Now the Gemara, however, in the case of Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, is clear that you're only allowed to go to the mikvah when it's a tvilat mitzvah, as Tosfos notes. But because on Yom Kippur there's a separate prohibition of washing yourself at all, so if there's no mitzvah, then you can't go to the mikvah. The question the poskim dealt with is whether that conclusion is true for Shabbos at all, as well. Meaning, on Shabbos, is it that there really is no prohibition to go to the mikvah whatsoever? Or is it that, no, we also say that it's fundamentally usur, just that we lower the standards of the type of mitzvah that would permit you going to the mikvah on Shabbos. Now, it's clear, therefore, that a nida, so the halacha l'maisa implication is a nida. Now, with the exception of the Mordechai, who we mentioned very quickly in passing, the Mordechai seems to say, as Beis Yosef quotes him, that the maskan of the Gemara is you need a full-fledged mitzvah to go to the mikvah, and therefore he thinks that that would only work according to the position that going to the mikvah is a mitzvah. We pass in the tefillah b'zman lav mitzvah, and therefore he says a woman can never go to the mikvah l'maskana on Shabbos. We don't pass in that way. But there was still a split in the poskim of what the conclusion was. So the Taz and others argue that the conclusion of our Gemara is that you need a justification to go to the mikvah. Now the problem is that since tefillah bismana mitzvah would say that after 7 days of being in nida she would go to the mikvah, that would be when it's a mitzvah, and that's not true bisman hazeh, because we add the days because of safek zava, so it's 11 days or 12 days, etc. So what mitzvah could there be that would let her go to the mikvah? So if she is of childbearing age, so it's easy, you have purvu. But if she's not of childbearing age, or she's on birth control, whatever the case may be, so the Taz raises the possibility that there's ona. There's the mitzvah of her husband being intimate with her, which, as we noted last week, is a little bit convoluted logic, because he argues that because her husband has a mitzvah to be with her, so therefore she has a mitzvah to go to the mikvah, which is not obvious. It assumes possibly a reciprocal relationship on her half, on her behalf, which is not necessarily true. And that we dealt with last week. But we'd left off with this split in the poskim. Those who think that fundamentally it's prohibited to go to the mikvah, but we can waive the prohibition if there's some sort of mitzvah justification. And those who thought that, no, it's totally mutter. The nafka mina that the Rama already brings is what happens if she could have gone Thursday night. Right? Do we prohibit her from going Friday night? So the Rama says there is a minhag, which goes back to the Maharil, to say that women who could have gone on Thursday night but didn't can't go on Shabbos, because it's really, really usur. We just waive it for a mitzvah, but if you could have done it earlier, we say it's usur. But the Rambam himself says that if you don't have that minhag, you shouldn't accept that minhag, seemingly taking a position like Shulchan Aruch, that there's no prohibition of going to the mikvah at all on Shabbos. So that's what we were up to. So just to quickly look at the halacha l'maisa, and then get to what Alan, even though he's not here, had asked last week, was what's sort of lurking in the background is the question of, doesn't this all fly in the face of the prohibition of bathing on Shabbos to begin with? Okay, so just to wrap up the tefillah question, then we'll get to the bathing question in general. So I think we were up to 15, were we? The Magen Avraham, or we did the fifth, the number, or we already did the Magen Avraham. I think we already did the Magen Avraham, yeah? Does that make sense?
No.
No? We didn't do the Magen Avraham? We're up to the Magen Avraham? Okay, so
we didn't talk about karmelites or anything like that.
Okay, so we're up to the Magen Avraham then. Now, the Magen Avraham is already going to start our discussion of Skeet, the number 15 on last week. So the Magen Avraham says, so Kasuv Maharil, so this is Maharil I mentioned, that Yafa Noagot HaNashim She'ein Tov L'Shlo B'Zman B'Shabbos. He, right, cites the Maharil. Maharil takes the position that going to mikvah is fundamentally prohibited on Shabbos, and therefore, if it's not tefillah bizmana, tefillah at the right time, they shouldn't go. The mehaytame minag pasher shel lirchos bitzonim, based on the fact that there is a custom to not even bathe in cold water on Shabbos, and that's what we'll come back to in a minute. The time of the shayach lemigzar mishum mischit, and the reason is because we're worried that they're going to squeeze out their hair or the towel or whatever it might be. Mishum shenosei mayim alav dalat amos bekarmelis, and because you might walk around while you're wet, and you'll end up carrying the water, dalet amos, which would be aser, mishum shitas, gufo, ksamen, et adkan, v'chein kasev v'trumas hadeshen, and that minhag is brought in the trumas hadeshen as well, afa gav dafilu ha-mordechai de-machim retzonein dafka be-kli av a-benar be-mikvah shar, and even the Mordechai, who's one of the most machimer positions in general, permits you to bathe in a natural body of water. But the minhag is against that. The minhag is not to bathe even in cold water. And as we'll see, that's not Mekar Adin. Mekar Adin, it's only hot water. So we'll have to come back to this. So the Maharil argues that since it really is usher to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, the only way to waive it is by making it not look like mesakin, which might have worked in the time of the Gemara when people bathed, but now that we don't bathe even in cold water, so it never looks like mesakin. So we will still be willing to waive the prohibition if there's a mitzvah component, but if there is no mitzvah component, or the woman could have gone to the mikvah earlier and didn't, we're going to forbid her from going to the mikvah. The chin kazu beis Yosef biyardesim and kuvtadi tetas or litzvah b'shabbos from shchita seyar. I can l'shon yikol makom. But the Shulchan Aruch does write that he doesn't love it because of shchita seyar. But we'll come back to that. Yikol makom dinira demuter litzvah lekiryo. My Gavram says, but this is only for a nida. But he thinks a man going for carry, where the mitzvah of going to the mikvah, the chiyuv tvila, is itself only derabbanan. So as we saw earlier, the Gemara had said that only tvila d'araisa are prohibited, not tvila derabbanan. So it's true that the man going when he's a keri is not a mitzvah, or maybe not a mitzvah. Still, it's only derabbanan, so you don't have a rimasakin problem. So he thinks there's no problem going to the mikvah for carry, vayin mashakozu simin tough ratio dalid sifir alf agar simin tough vayin vav mashma dinar aser gam beisozu shem kalbo kaz of aser shem chayta seir. But he said maybe for him it would be aser in a natural body of water because of schita and ayin sham vayin biyaradeya simin reish namachetz etc. And nearly the mumar shari litvol came in dinam midar rights. And then he adds a third one. There was a minhag amongst Ashkenazim that if someone apostatized and then came back, he'd have to go to the mikvah. But that is an even lesser minhag. It is a very old minhag. But Magen Avraham says that's such a weak minhag that you could definitely go on Shabbos because that's even less than carry. So that's the Magen Avraham's position.
Right. So is he making distinctions between the strength of it? Because he uses different lashonos. I'm asking if that's significant. Because when he says
the Nagu and the Ozer. Yes, and that's what we're going to come back to on the next sheet, right? We're going to come back to, because that's really in the background, but we have to, last week's? There were some last week's. I'll give you this week's also. This is
not happening.
Oh, you have this week's. Do we have another last week? I think I might have one more. Wait. Oh, yeah, I do. You can take this one. Okay. Fine. But yeah, we'll come back to that. We sort of just have to balance them. Okay. Machzeh Shekel as well brings up this discussion. I'll just summarize it outside. And he just notes that, again, he thinks that even though we pass in Tefillah B'Zman Lav Mitzvah, Piri Verivya and Ona are enough to waive the Chshasho. So again, he falls in the camp of those who think it's fundamentally usher, but we can waive it for some sort of mitzvah. And he says the reason that we're hesitant in general is because of Shechita and all those other reasons that the Magen Avraham said. The Machzeh Shekel just sort of fleshes out the... He fleshes out the Magen Avraham, though he, in the end, in the last line, just says that nowadays he thinks that since nobody washes at all, he thinks Tefillah should be Aser. I don't know if he thinks L'Halacha it's Aser or just Aser when there's no mitzvah. Fine. Okay. Rabbi Kiva Eger, hold off Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's going to be important.
That nobody washes at all.
Okay. Okay, we're not going to get. Okay, we're not going to get to the Be'er Halacha before we actually see the sugya of washing. Okay, the problem here is really there's two sugyas going on because the Ashkenazi Achronim were all building on the Minag Ashkenaz. So let's hold the Be'er Halacha, which is the Halacha L'Maitza, and let's set up the Rechitza B'Shabbos. So let's move to this week's Makaros. Okay, so what are they talking about? So we'll go through it quickly because it's not really our sugya, but we needed to understand what's going on. So Midah writes that there's no problem with bathing on Shabbos. Period. End of story. Fine, but there is a takana chazal that you can't bathe in hot water. As the Gemara says in Source 1, Maisa sha'asu anshe tvera veviyu silon shel sonin l'toch amach shalchamen amru l'chachamen b'shabes kechamen shochmu b'shabes v'asurim b'chitzu v'shtia. There was a case in Tveria that what they used to do was they used to run a pipe of cold water through hot water, and that would warm up the water on Shabbos, and they would use it. And the Chachamim said you can't use that water because it was heated up on Shabbos. And B'Yom Tov, if you heat it up on Yom Tov, so then it's no problem, because on Yom Tov you're allowed to cook, so you're allowed to heat up water. So Kechamet Shochmo B'Yom Tov Asur Mechitza V'Tar Mishtiyah. So then you are allowed to use it to drink, but you can't use it for washing, for a reason that will come to on Daf Chof Aleph, because it's not considered Shavel Chol Nefesh. And on Yom Tov, even though you're allowed to cook, you're only allowed to cook for purposes which are Shavel Chol Nefesh, that everyone would enjoy, and since most people didn't shower on a daily basis, you weren't allowed to shower your whole body. There's, people need this week's source. Anyway, yeah, here. Okay. Now the Gemara continues. So my rechitza. What does it mean you can't wash? So again, the Gemara clarifies they just said. So ilei my rechitza kol gufo. If you're talking about washing your whole body, so lachamen shochmu b'shabbos hu da'aser and hachamen shochmu be'erev shabbos mutarin. Does this imply that it's only usher to take a bath in hot water that was cooked on Shabbos and not hot water that was cooked erev Shabbos? Vatanya, chamin shochmu erev Shabbos l'macha rotz ben gvanav yad v'raglav v'lo kol gufu. But there's a gzera derabanan, as we'll see in a second, this derabanan, that you're not allowed, even with water that was heated up before Shabbos, to take a bath. You can wash your hands and your face if it was heated before Shabbos, but you can't take a bath. Elapanav yad v'raglav. So maybe the Gemara answers that what the Mishnah was talking about was washing your hands and face. So that, therefore, there's no iser derabanan to wash your hands and face. The only potential iser is actually using water that was improperly cooked and heated up on Shabbos. Maybe that's what the Mishnah is saying. So the Gemara says that can't be because Ema Sifa b'Yom Tov kechamen. I'm sorry, b'Yom Tov mutarin. That on Yom Tov it. No, did I go back along? Yeah, I did. B'Yom Tov kechamen shochmu b'Yom Tov asur mechitza mutarin b'shtia. But the end of it says that on Yom Tov, so you're allowed to use this water for drinking, but not for washing. So the Gemara says, does that mean that lematana stomach lewe shamai? What would have to come out is that our Mishnah therefore would be saying that you can't even wash your hands and face on with hot water on Yantif. You can't warm water up to wash your hands and face. Like, but that's Beis Shammai's position, and we'll come back to this in Daf Chaf Aleph. So we're not going to get into the heart of that sugya now. But it's not Beis Shammai Omrim Lo Yachem Adam Cham in Laraglav Elam Ken Ruin L'Shtia, because Beis Shammai says you can't even warm up water to wash your hands and feet. You can only use it for drinking. Beis Hillel Matirin. So Amar Vika Bar Chananya. Lishtatef mahen kol gufo askina. No, what we're talking about is that it's prohibited to bathe your whole body on Shabbos. V'hai tanehu detane lo yishtatef adam kol gufo ben mechamen ben metzoni devir meir. This is the position of Rav Meir, who says that you can't take a bath cold or hot on Shabbos. But Rav Shimon matir. Rav Shimon says you can take either a warm or a cold bath. V'hud omer no. And this is how we paskin. Bechamen asur. You're not allowed to take a hot bath on Shabbos, but betzoni mutter, but you can't take a cold bath. Now, Amar Rav Chista. Machlokes bikli, that's only if you take it in a bath. Avol bekarka, but if it's in the ground, right, it's a natural body of water, divrei hakol mutter, so then it's for sure fine. The Gemara says, really? V'amasa danche tveria bekarka ave. The case in Tveria was they didn't really run it through a pipe, they ran it through a pipe which went through the hot springs of Tveria, which was in the ground. So v'asri le rabbanon, so the Gemara said, eli idmar hachi idmar, so rather it's like this, machlokes bekarka, that even in the ground there's a machlokes, avol bikli, but if it's actually in a bathtub, so divrei hakol asur, everyone agrees you can't take a warm bath on Shabbos. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, but what are the parameters of not taking a bath on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, itmar, cham and shuch mum erev Shabbos. Water that was warmed in air on Friday. Rav amar l'macha rochas ben gol gufo ever ever. Rav says, what you're allowed to do on Shabbos is wash your body limb by limb. You just can't take a full bath. Shmuel amar, Shmuel said, you can't even wash your whole body. Lo tir lirchot el apanav yad v'raglov. You're only allowed to wash your hands, feet, and face, which were the basic things that people washed. But you can't even wash your whole body limb by limb. Gemara says, really? But we have a brisa which sounds like Shmuel. So how can Rav write to you after the Rav? No, lo kol gufo b'vaz achas. Ella, aver, aver. What it means is you can't wash your whole body at once, but you can wash your body limb by limb. But doesn't it say you're only allowed to wash your hands and face? So where it says, no, ke'ein panav yad v'raglav. It means, just like you wash your hands and face limb by limb, you'd be allowed to wash your whole body limb by limb. And then the Gemara says, okay, but why, whatever the prohibition is, whether it's like Rav, that you can't bathe, but you can wash your body limb by limb, or Shmuel, that you're not even allowed to wash your whole body limb by limb. Why is that usher? If the water was heated up before Shabbos, why is it usher? So the Gemara says it's a gzera d'rabbanan. Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rav Shimon ben Levi, Mishum bar kapara. The betchila yerochs and mecham and shulch mer of Shabbos. Originally, people used to take baths on Shabbos, and they would heat the water up erev Shabbos. But what happened? Hischilu abalanim lahachem b'Shabbos. The bath attendants started heating of the water on Shabbos, va'om remer of Shabbos chuchmu, and they would lie and say that the water was cooked erev Shabbos. So asher es achamim v'tiru es azeya. So the chachamim, in order to prevent people from cooking water on Shabbos, forbade taking baths, but they allowed going to the sauna. But then people just tried to play the system. They would go into the bathhouse, and when someone would see them going to the bathhouse, they'd say, what are you doing? It's also mean they're abanan to take a bath on Shabbos. They say, what do you mean? I'm going to the sauna. I'm not going to the bath. So they forbade even the sauna, but they allowed people to use the springs, the natural springs of Tveria, for washing themselves, for whatever, like steam bath, sauna, whatever exactly you do in Chamei Tveria. But then people would still lie and say they would take actual baths, and they would use water that was heated up on a fire, and they would just say, Omer b'chamei Tveria rachatzno, and they would just say, this isn't water that we heated up, this is water that we brought by, you know, we brought by pipe from Chamei Tveria, which is mutter. So asur lan chami tveria v'hitiru lan esatzonin. So they forbade that as well, but they allowed people to bathe in cold water. Rosh ein adavar omed lan. But then they saw that people couldn't not bathe with chami tveria. So hitiru lan chami tveria v'zeya b'mekoma omedes. So they permitted using these chami tveria, of washing yourself with the chami tveria, but they still forbade the sauna. So according to maskana the Gemara, taking a bath is usur in hot water, taking a bath in cold water is mutter. Now that is the maskana of the Gemara, Dirabbanan. Okay. Now, how do we pass in the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel? What about washing your whole body limb by limb? So Shulchan Aruch and 2 says, Asr lirchotz kol gufo, filu kol aver, aver levad. We pass in like Shmuel, that it's asr even to wash limb by limb. Afilu b'mayim shochmu me'erav Shabbos, even water that was cooked in Erev Shabbos, b'enim heim b'kli, b'enim heim b'karka, whether it's in the ground, whether it's in the bathtub, afilu lishpoch ha'mayim al-gufo l'shtatev, asr even to pour it on you and then scrub. Avol mutter lirchotz b'em panav yad v'raglav, but you can wash your hands, face, and feet. And the Ramah says, or Shari Varim, right, as we've already clarified, or any other limb, kol she'eino rochets kol gufo. As long as you don't wash your whole body. It's not just your hands and feet, it just means you can't take a shower by another name. You're allowed to wash limbs, individual limbs in your body. But this is only with water that was heated up by fire, but water that was heated up from the Chamei Tveria, you're allowed to wash your whole body at once. Veins are chlom rabitzon, and obviously cold water you are allowed to wash with on Shabbos. But the Chamei Tveria we only allow in the ground of a bekli lo dasi lachlufe bechamei or. So the halacha Shulchan Aruch says you can't take a hot bath from heated up water, whether the water was heated up and put in a bathtub or put into an outside pit. Chamei Tveria, right, naturally heated water, so you can take a full bath in the hot water if it's in its natural source, it's in the ground, but not if it's in a bath because you'll confuse it with water that you cooked on Shabbos. Cold water, you're allowed to take a bath always, and then washing your body limb by limb, so we paskin like Shmuel that you're not allowed to do your whole body, but you can do individual limbs. And that is how Shulchan Aruch paskins. At this point, there is no prohibition at all of taking a cold bath, shower, anything like that. There is one of taking a hot bath. Then he just notes, however, that harochet binahar. But if, let's say, you do take a bath or cool down in the river, so that doesn't mean you're off the hook. There are halachic issues you have to take into account. You have to dry off your body really well, because otherwise you're going to end up carrying the water on your body, and that's aser. Because you have a lot of water on you when you take a bath. But if you are walking in Rosh Hashanah and it's pouring, right? So then we're not makbid. That's not considered carrying, right? That was not bechavana at all. But if you actually went and took a bath, so then we are makbid, and we do tell you that you can't carry the water.
You just used it says harochet, but you added the word to cool off.
Meaning anything. Okay. Meaning the point is going to the nahar, anything, right? Meaning even if it's mutter, totally mutter, right? What we call in the Gemara lahaker.
Right, but
you still have to be worried.
But there's a difference between rochet and to cool down, because cool down, at least the way we've learned it beforehand, is the whole body going in. Or to see the person's rebbe was the whole body.
Correct, but he said it's totally mutter to go into, right? A cold bath, you could go your whole body, right? And cooling down, you could go with your whole body also, right? I mean, again, at this point, a cold bath, cold shower is mutter lichatchila on Shabbos.
For the whole body.
For the whole body, right? That is the sheet of the Gemara, that is the sheet of Shulchan Aruch.
You can go into a swimming pool too.
Bidiyuk, you can go into a swimming pool.
Just to swim.
What?
Just to cool down, not swimming, or you can...
Swimming maybe not because of exercise, which is a different problem. But yeah, to cool down or to do a light, you know, like laps or something like that. Yeah, for Sfardi, Psak is mutter, kanireh lechatchil, and I think Sfardi actually do paskin this way. Ashkenazim, we'll see why we don't. You know, besides from maybe over the dechol issues. But yes, for a Sfardi to go into
swimming,
what?
You're not allowed to swim because
of Zera in the Mishnah. So, cool down in a bath, whatever. Cool down, whatever. Whatever you define as swimming. I don't know, doggy paddling, I don't know.
So there's nothing here about Shechita, nothing, no mention.
So, I mean, he says you should be worried about Shechita, but I think Svarim do go into pools, or, you know, at least to cool down, I think. I don't know.
Whether without the bathing suit.
What?
Whether without the bathing suit. No, seriously, that's a question of Shechita.
No, being hair would also be well. Schita no, because ain't schita b'seir, but presumably with, you know, and I mean Shulchan Aruch just said to be careful, right? Okay. Okay, you know, I'm not going to read three inside. Three we'll come back to because the Ikar Sugya is a little bit later. But the Rif has a unique shita that this is only true on Shabbos and not on Yantif. That's not how we paskin. Okay, we'll come back to that because he's commenting on a Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph, but I just wanted to put it here. Okay. Now, Rabbi Akiva Eiger notes that even he thinks there's even an exception to the rule of taking a hot bath. And he says in 4 that Mashna Mitzar Mutter Lirchot Afil Gufu Bechamen Shochmer of Shabbos Vekil Yosem Yishar Shrusim came into Rak Mikoach Gzera. So on the basis of the Rif, okay, I'll say the Rif outside. The Rif argues that the reason it's Mutter to go to take a bath on Yontif, and it's not the same for Shabbos and Yontif, is because the prohibition of going to the taking a bath on Shabbos isn't what he calls a shvus. Right? It's not a malacha derabanan. It's just a gzera, right? It's just a gzera. It's a lower level iser. That's the base of the Rif's argument. Again, we'll have to come back to that on Daf Chaf Aleph. Based on that, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that even Ashkenazi psak, even the din of the Gemara of taking a hot bath is mutter if you are mitzayer. So if someone is really uncomfortable, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, as long as the water was heated up before Shabbos, you are allowed to take a bath.
If you're an Istanist, then you and I can argue.
Correct.
Take a bath every day or shower every day.
So then, in theory, you'd be allowed to. Now, on a regular Shabbos, how many people are an Istanist to take a bath before and a bath after? In a Chanami, if it was a really hot day and you really felt that way, it would be mutter. On a Yontif, right, the reason that many poskim think it is mutter l'chatchila to take a bath on Yontif or shower on Yontif is based on the Shabbat Eger, right? Because on a 2-day Yontif or Kavachomer, a 3-day Yontif, right, the average person does want to take a bath, right? And that's why many poskim think it is mutter. A lot of the poskim around YU think it's just mutter to take a shower or bath, whatever, on in a case like that, right? On 1-day Shabbos, okay, whatever. Maybe it's, you know, it's not everyone's that an instance, but 3-day Yontif, right? Everyone, like, I mean, who's not? Fine, I'm not poskimming, but that's what I will do. I don't know what anyone else wants to do, but I will take a. I will shower probably some point on Shavuos because I'm not going 3 days without a shower.
Water.
What?
With warm water, not only cold.
Correct. With warm water. With water. Yes.
So this is a side note there. Rabbi Karofkin has this on his Monday night shiur on kosher too.
Right.
So if you want to hear his pesach on it.
What is he paskin? I'm afraid now.
No,
you're paskin the exact.
Oh, good. I'm not afraid. Good. Okay, we're good. So I'm glad that I didn't go against.
You should take 3 showers. Or Shachas, Mincha, and Mark. No, just kidding.
Hello, hi. Okay. I wish I had that type of time. Yeah. Okay. But so that's all Medina de Gemara. However, there is an Ashkenazi minog to not even take cold baths, and that's what the Maharil tells you. And this is, again, in the context, we've quoted this Maharil. We haven't seen it inside, but everyone's quoting this Maharil about the mikvah. So, again, this is the Gemara we saw. Yafa nogos and Ashram Shein Tovel Shalabas Manav Leila Shabbasas. This is what the Ramah quoted. That it's good that women who it isn't their time to go to the mikvah, they don't go to the mikvah Friday night. Why? Because Lashon Or Zeruah, the cause of the Kaimelon Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah, El Kach Nashim Tovel B'Shabbos. Because he says the Or Zeruah, and this is what the Mordechai quotes as well, seems to imply you're only allowed to go to the mikvah if it's a mitzvah. Now it's not a mitzvah. Fine. When he did Kaimelon Karbeinu Tam Tefillah B'Zman HaLav Mitzvah Hachin Tovel B'Shabbos. We don't really say that when there's no mitzvah you can't go to the mikvah because we paskin the tefillah for women is not a mitzvah, and yet we tell women they're allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. V'od dinashim shalanu tovo shalo bizmana. Besides, our women don't go to the mikvah in the right time. Anyways, on a daraisa level, mikol makom echad efshel mitvah b'chol avdin ba'uvdo lechatchilim mishum chash kama yisrael. He says, look, I understand that we don't actually prohibit it, but that's only if they couldn't have gone before. But if they could have gone before, so then, because there's an Ashkenai Minog, because of so many Yisurin, we would tell them they can't go because of the general Minog Ashkenaz to not bathe even in cold water on Shabbos. The Mehai Tamim Minog Pashash Lirchot B'Tzon B'Shabbos, because there's a Minog Ashkenaz which no one bathes on Shabbos even in cold water. But Taima D'Shayach L'Mizra Mishum Schita, what are the reasons? We're worried you're going to squeeze out the towel, your clothes, whatever. Mishum Nosei Dalet Amos B'Karmel Az Mayim Sha'alav. And that you're going to carry the water va'aluntus mimiktus naros mishum shiata gufa v'kismen. Okay, so all these different things that you're going to end up doing if you bathe in cold water. And the Trumas HaDeshen as well, says this, Mikol Makom Aminag Hulizar Vlam Noah, the Minag is not to bathe at all of them. Kain Lekala Memar Adam Nir Kamekar. But now he says, but this creates a problem in our Sugya. Because if you assumed in our Gemara that really you're not allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, the only reason you're allowed to go to mikvah on Shabbos is because it seems like you're bathing. So that works as long as you're holding Dina de Gemara that you're allowed to bathe. But if the minag is that no one bathes, so everyone knows you're going to the mikvah. So everyone knows you're going to the mikvah in Nira Kimisakin. So he says, Mitam Zeh. So therefore, Nira Dinagu Anashim Lizar Shalitva Bashabas Klal, Elam Kin Bala Ba'ir Veloy Efshar Kodem. And that's what the Minag developed that the Rama quotes and rejects, that you shouldn't go, that a woman shouldn't go to the mikvah unless her husband's around, and she couldn't have gone to the mikvah before Shabbos. Because then there's at least the mitzvah of Ona, and therefore, based on that mitzvah, we can waive the prohibition, but fundamentally, it's also without that. Okay, so what generates the hesitation in the Ashkenazi minhag, the Rama quotes, to go to the mikvah, is a combination of their assumption in the Gemara that you need, in order to permit going to the mikvah, it needs to look like you're just bathing, right? And the minhag Ashkenaz that you're not allowed to bathe even in cold water. When you combine those two facts, so the only way to permit a woman going to the mikvah is mitzvah. But if it's not a mitzvah, i.e., she could have gone before, so then it would be usur. And again, the Ramah rejects this. But this was the minhag Ashkenaz that the Maharil and the Trumas Hadeshin attest to. Okay, so now if we go back to our sources, now we go back to the Be'er Halacha, and then we'll have, and then we'll come back to the sources here. So now the Be'er Halacha, okay? So with that background, so the Be'er Halacha, how does he pasket? So he says, Adam Mutter. This is the unnumbered source. Okay. I am Magen Avram Shev and Mishem Maharil. So he quotes the Maharil in the Trumas Hadesh and the Hachmer Rizab. So it's Varav Siyem, when we call Makom near the Mutter Litvo Lekirio, but the Magen Avram says you can go for Keri, came in the Rabbanon who? Came in the Chiyu, Tvila Rak, the Rabbanon, Lo Mechsi, Kim Esakin, Lo Ravcha, Lo Mechsi, Kosim, Kain, De Kayom, Bat Lua, Litvilas, Lo Gamrei. The Mishnah Berurah says, look, I have a better reason why you can go for Keri, because it's not even a mitzvah de Rabbanon. In the time of Chazal, there was a gzera you couldn't daven or you couldn't learn without going to the mikveh after keri. Nowadays, there isn't even that. We've been revatal takan ezra, so it's not even the rabbanan. It's nothing. V'teida the mashma v'etze defyud zayin b'mishnah v'mishnah v'stama dair v'cholto moske gon to masheretz v'zamnach yagavne dildu lo asri klal likros v'torah v'chanal v'simen v'ches v'afil achi mashma. Right, he said the Gemara in Beitza says seems to say you could go to the mikveh for any tuma. But he said, now he's taking now the Magen Avram Taz position. It implies that it would be usher to go to the mikvah if it weren't because of it looks like you're bathing because of misakin. If that's the case, the same prohibition should be true for Keri. The Efshar Lomar the Svirle the Zeu Dafka Vidurzer Yisharim Shem Noget from Tuma Vitara. So he said maybe the reason it should be mutter to go to the mikvah for Keri is because it used to be that people cared about Tuma and Tara because they were dealing with Taros and therefore going to the mikvah was a tikkun, right? Al Kain Chashiv Tikkun Aydeyat Tvila Lekolat Meim Shiu Cholim Lishtamish Taros Aydeyat Tvila. But Masha Ein Kain Kayom. But nowadays Shetuma Vitara Eino Noeg. We don't have Tuma and Tara. Vitikun Mitzad Limurat Torah Eino. And even learning with Tumas Keri is not is mutter Allah. The only person who needs to go to the mikvah bizman is as a woman, not for taras but to be with her husband. So maybe that's why the Magen Avram thinks Keri is mutter because it's not mitakin at all, and only nida looks like mitakin, but that's mutter for a different reason because of mitzvah. He says ve'ein lahakros imken kalim tmeim gemurim and atar ye mutter litvol kayom. So he said, but according to that logic, that nowadays that we're not involved in taros, so you should be able to bring kalim, right, to the mikvah as well. The sham shiny the davar shemimina, that's not true because there's a formal gzeira that you aren't allowed to bring kalim to the mikvah. It's arach minin achar latiro. Val kain Often is batal, atamon is batal, gzera. So even though the reason doesn't apply, the gzera applies. Shagazru al tilas kelim, ma'ashe inkan al tilas adam, lo gazru az klam, isham nirka maker. But there is no gzera on going to the mikvah for a human being. And even though nowadays it doesn't look like you're cooling off, shagazru al tilas kelim, sorry, shehu l'shem tvila, mikom makom halalo nira gamkein. He says, on the one hand, it's true that it doesn't look like you're bathing. On the other hand, it doesn't really look like Mesakin either, because there is no Tumah and Tahara implication. So that's the Mishnah Berurah's attempt at, like, you know, sort of compromising. But then he says, Shuv matzati veragra. V'nira li dekavanasa hu l'mashik asavnu. Without getting into what the Gra actually said, this is how he interprets the Gra. So he thinks that the Magen Avram thinks it's mutter to for a Baal Keri to go to the mikvah because it is it's not really, it doesn't look like you're fixing anything. But he thinks the Gra thinks it's usser. Why? Because he assumes that according to the Gra, going to mikvah is really usser. And therefore, you need a mitzvah to be materet. And keri, we were mevatel takanas Ezra. So even if you are tamei because of keri, because of a seminal mission, there's no halachic implications. And therefore, you shouldn't be allowed to go to the mikvah. And he doesn't accept the Magen Avraham's argument that because there's no halachic significance, so it's not mesakein. V'zeu shekos v'ayim to Magen Avraham, v'shomer dekos of the tefilas keri mutter l'kulei ama, v'siyim hazeh agra, v'ekir k'ma shekos v'beis Yosef. Right, he interprets the Gra as arguing because he says the Magen Avraham and then says, but look at the Beis Yosef. What he was referring to is the Trumas Hadeshen. The Bismanenu came in the Nagul Achmer Rachitza Mechzit Kemesak and Al Yedei Tefila Shuvin Lachalik Bin Tumas Keri Lishar Tumos came into Sof Sof Nidar Al Yedei Tefila Mechzit Kemesakin. So Ayotze Midvareno. So his conclusion is that Linyan Tefilas Keri. Keri Hamagen Avram so serious Osmo. He thinks the Magen Avram contradicts himself. Tisham Kozev Shaminag Lahachmir Baze Upohu Mekel Vidasagra Kamosh Kozev Magavram Leel Vishari Achronim Rubim Kakulim Mikilin. So he notes it's a Machlokas Achronim. He thinks it's a steer in the Magen Avram. The Gra is Machmir, and many of the Achronim are Mekel. And Bivade Elan Limchos Miyana Noeg Lahakel. So we can't stop someone who wants to do it. And if someone isn't even Tamei Keri, he just goes to the mikveh every day, he's a chassid, there's no problem at all halachically. From the continuation of the Gemara, but in the next line, he says, "Achlefi mashkoz v'maharil to yafen nagos and ashem she'ena and tovlish lo bezmanim mishum shchash schita." But that which the Maharil said that the minug is that women shouldn't go to the mikvah nowadays because they might squeeze out their clothes. Near the gam tefila kazu yeshlem noah v'daylan v'mashan amakil and litvul b'shavas heichadu tzarech tefila. So then we got the Mishnah Berurah goes back and forth, back and forth. But his conclusion as follows: he follows the position in the end of the day that going to the mikvah on Shabbos is fundamentally aser. So therefore, women can go because it's a mitzvah. He notes that many achronim think that keri is not a problem because it doesn't look like it's mesakin because there's no implications to tumas keri nowadays. And chassidim who go to the mikvah every day, there's bechlal no problem because they're not doing it. It doesn't look like mesakin at all. Everyone knows they just go every day. So he notes there is a group of achronim who say, therefore, it is mutter, even if you think tefillah is fundamentally usser, the tefillah of keri or chassidim's tefillah should be mutter because it's halachically insignificant. He says no, because there's another strain in poskim, which is the reason, there's another problem, which is it's true that it's not a problem because of tefillah, but it is a problem because of bathing, right? The Ashkenazi minhag against bathing because you might squeeze out your hair. So the Mishnah Berurah in the end notes that everyone agrees nida is mutter because of mitzvah. Then if you think the gzera is still in place, so you could divide on whether keri should be a problem or not. But if you're really concerned about the Ashkenazi minhag not to bathe, so then you shouldn't be allowed to go to the mikvah even with no malachic implications because it's like taking a bath, which the Ashkenazi minhag is to oser, and that is, in the end, the Ber Halacha's conclusion. He doesn't like chassidim going to the mikvah on Shabbos. He does like women going to the mikvah on Shabbos, and keri, he is sort of ambivalent about. What? Yeah, okay. Okay, we'll see that there are people who respond to that claim. But okay, but that's where he comes out. And you see how it's all those things working together. The gzeira of bathing plus the gzeira of mikvah. Again, his assumption is that going to mikvah is fundamentally usur, and therefore you need a matir. As we saw, that's not the simple read of Shulchan Aruch Rama. And I didn't give it to you because A, it's not Bar Ilan. B, it's about 20 pages long. The Kudus HaKesef, right, who, when we're talking important achronim, so like Mishnah Berurah is important. Shach, arguably more important, right? It's just that he doesn't write on Aruch Chaim. But he has a very long discussion of Tefillah B'Shabbos in Hilchos Nida, and the Shach proves at length that this entire direction is wrong. He just says, no, what's clear from the Gemara, from the fact that it says you can go to the mikveh even Yom Kippur, is that there is no prohibition to go to the mikveh. Stop telling me there's a prohibition trying to find a matir. It is mutter, it is mutter, it is mutter. And he just goes to town on the Taz, and he goes, like in the old Shulchan Aruch, even I think the new one, you just have to keep turning pages, because the Kuzak Ezra just goes page after page, right? It starts at Kuf Tzadi Zayin Beis, which is where it discusses, and ends in Kuf Tzadi Tes, right? Like it goes several simanim, right? He just keeps proving it. So while the Mishnah Berurah assumes this, which often is an indication of how many poskim are going to go, in this case, you have the Shach, who says, no, 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 it's mutter, it's mutter, it's mutter, which influences poskim in very, very significant ways. Okay, now, well, so far what we've said is that everybody agrees that women can go to the mikvah, and there's ambivalence about the other two types of tefillos, keri, or just the chassidim going to the mikvah every day. But even for women going to the mikvah, there is a significant nafkamina to this question. And that is, can the woman go to the mikvah in hot water? So, to chazer, well, he did, right? Because we're moving fast, and I don't want to get bogged down in the second Shabbos. But, can the woman go in hot water? Well, it depends, right? If you say that tvila is mutter, and it's not called bathing, right? There was no gzera against it, so then a woman would be able to go to the mikvah even in hot water, because going to the mikvah is not defined as bathing, and therefore tvila isn't included within the iser to bathe on Shabbos, right? And therefore, not only could a woman go to the mikvah, but she could even go in hot water. If you think that no, right, fundamentally it's usur to go, right, to the mikvah, but you need a matir, that may not be enough, though, to waive, right, gzeras merchatz, right, gzeras habalanin. Because you think it's fundamentally usur. We can waive the tefillah aspect, but this act is still usur, right? As the Maharil says, Rumas Hadeshin says, right? We have to be concerned about the gzeras habalanin, even in the context of tefillah. And therefore, right, we're not going to allow it if it's not bisman, right? If she could have gone on Thursday. And also we're not going to allow it if it's hot water, because then it's gzeras habalanin from the Gemara, right? All we're going to allow it is cold water if she has to go tonight, because then, right, it's not gzeras habalanin, it's only the Ashkenazi minhag. And it's mutter because it's tefillah bismana, whatever we have to define tefillah bismana. So, the Chacham Tzvi in 7 says, Halacha l'maisa, and the Omer she'ein lam
l'nat. Is that hot water warm on Shabbos or before Shabbos?
Even before Shabbos. Even before Shabbos. So the Chacham Tzvi says in 7, Halacha l'maisa, and the Omer she'ein lam l'anashim, litvo b'chamin b'leil Shabbos, v'lo b'erev Shabbos, yom shvi shalohen. Women cannot go in hot water, period. Elitid melena bitsonin belel Shabbos o ba'afagat sinasin bilvad. So therefore, they're only allowed to go in cold or hafagat sinasin, water that is not freezing, right? You've taken away the chill. Achlo yikari alayan shem chamen, to the point where you wouldn't refer to this as warm. O b'moitzari Shabbos, or they just have to wait till Motzei Shabbos. They don't want to go to the cold mikvah? Fine, then they won't go to the mikvah at all on Shabbos, period, because it's fundamentally still usur. You need a matir, but the matir isn't strong enough to waive gzeilas habalanin. And he's so convinced of this, he says, if they can't do that, so let them go ben ashmashos, which really is a nightfall. Right? He's so convinced of how usur it is to go to the mikvah in hot water, that he's willing to be meikel on the chiyuv to go to the mikvah after nightfall and allow you to go bein hashmashos. But they can't come home until night. Okay. Mishnah Berurah paskins that way, Lishitaso, as we've already seen, that the Mishnah Brura thinks that going to the mikvah is fundamentally osur and you need a matir. So Lishitaso, he's going to say you can't go to a hot mikvah. Lefichach, number 8. Where they have heated mikvahs, you have to make sure that it's only lukewarm. Otherwise you can't go to the mikvah. The Pesachei Tshuva 9 says, he quotes the Chacham Tzvi, he says, I am B'tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, Sha'oser l'nashim litvah b'la Shabbos b'cham mishim da'oser l'rchos kol gufo b'cham b'shabbos, k'mashar chazav arachayim shin chofav. Ba'ayin shuvas divrei Yosef, shevi dvarav. But the divrei Yosef quotes it and he says, V'huzal bala lamitz chosal minat shenagum minat shal litvah b'cham in b'la Shabbos. He says, no, he thinks it's mutter. Wasof niyachad av retzarach iyon. Ba'ayin b'tshuvas no divrei Yehuda, but no divrei Yehuda was oser. Shuvah yamazir la balonin shiit nu acham in v'erav Shabbos la mikvah bora yam gadol. K'dei shal etech shach lo yu rak potion u'potion shari rak b'cham in asr. No divrei Yehuda was also machmir and said that if you're going to heat the mikvah, heat it up a long time before Shabbos. So by the time Shabbos comes, it's only lukewarm because lukewarm is mutter. So the Chacham Tzvi, the Mishnah Brura, the Nodi Bihuda, all think fundamentally going to the mikvah on Shabbos is usur, and therefore they forbid going to a hot mikvah, and therefore they say either go to a lukewarm mikvah, wait till Motzei Shabbos, or go Bein Hashmashos before Shabbos. Different solutions. I said this opens a can of worms about whether you're allowed to go to the mikvah early before the end of 7 days, but that's a very complicated sugya, which is what is in the ellipsis here, right? And it's a huge, huge sugya, and I'm just skipping it because we're not doing nida. But this is one of the classic cases where it comes up. So there are a group of achronim who say that tefillah is fundamentally aser, and therefore a woman can't go to a hot mikvah on Shabbos. However, there's a group of achronim who say, as we've said before, like the Nkudas HaKesef, like the Shach, that no, as we've seen, there is no prohibition whatsoever of going to the mikvah on Shabbos. And therefore, even if it's hot water, it doesn't matter. It is mutter. It's not called bathing. It's called going to the mikvah, and there's no gzeira on going to the mikvah. That's what the Gemara said. To the point, I'll look at it, we'll just skip to it now, 12. Ray Willig likes quoting from the Alter Rebbe, right, from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Shulchan Aruch Harav was one of the Mekilim, and he said that he was going to Gan Eden for this psak, for permitting women to go to the mikvah on Shabbos in hot water. Right? This was his ticket to Gan Eden, was the fact that he argued with the position of the Yehuda, the position of the Chacham Tzvi, that he said it was mutter. The summary of this position, I was looking around for a good summary, I got in the Pnei Nihalacha, it's a nice little summary, that's 10 here, Rav Malamud, he just summarized it, and he says, L'das ha-karban nisanel, l'chesed l'avramu, pesach ha-dvir, b'shem ha-rav, shem chadash, mutter, litvo, b'meg mikvah, chamim, b'shabbos, karban nisanel, chadaram, they all think it's mutter. V'chein he'idu harbei achronim. And that's what many achronim say, shenashim nagos, litvo, b'lo, shabbos, b'mayim, chamim. That people go even to a hot mikvah. Why? Shnei tamim nemru bazeder. For two reasons. Karban nisanel, pesach ha-dvir, tefilah b'mikvah, eina b'chal gzeres merchatzos. First thing is mikvah is not called bathing. Shegazru alchitzav alatvila b'mikvah latara lo gazru. Right? That just wasn't part of the gzeira, as we saw. Ki gzeir zachitzav b'nechshash abalan yavalachem b'yisru. He says, why? Because we're worried. The reason we asked bathing is because we're worried people will heat up the water on Shabbos. Aval achrayim altvila z'mitvah liyavol lachdo. But the person in the mikvah, right, the mikvah lady, is not going to do that, right? She's going out of her way. She's dedicating time for a mitzvah. She's not going to cook on Shabbos. And furthermore, it was never in the original gzeira because people used to go to a cold mikvah. Therefore, it just never fell into the gzeira. And if it's not in the gzeira, so it's not aser, right? Meaning they could have aser going to a hot mikvah, but everyone went into natural springs, so it just never entered their mind. Now, that doesn't mean they shouldn't have, but the fact is they didn't. Once they didn't, it's not part of the gzeira. If it's not part of the gzeira, don't add to the gzeira. We don't have to. Udashu divrei Yosef, mitzvah tefillah mikvah dochas ezer lochos b'chamin. Divrei Yosef adds, and he says, you know what? Even let's say it's fundamentally usher, but we already said that the mitzvah of going to the mikvah waives the prohibition of going to the mikvah. Right, the mitzvah to go to the mikvah waives the prohibition of going to the mikvah. So if that's the case, so let it waive the isser of isser of bathing as well. And what does he prove it from? Rabbi Kiv Eger sheshvusik kal mishvar hashvusim, because we've already seen that the isser to bathe is more makel than others, to the point Rabbi Kiv Eger said even if someone's simply uncomfortable, they're allowed to take a warm bath on Shabbos, right? So you can be mitzarev that type of argument from Rabbi Akiva Eiger and be matir. Fine. I'll skip the rest. Then he notes that there's a machlokas de reyos in the Karban Asana. What about tefillos that are not that are not a mitzvah? But this is a fair summary, I think. But when you add the people who think that there's just no gzera against mikvah at all, and those who think that even if there is, the mitzvah can push it aside. A, because a mitzvah is powerful, and B, because as Rabbi Akiva Eiger noted, even mitzvah overrides the gzeras habalanim because it's a very weak gzera. So that's why you would say that a woman is allowed to go lichadchila into a hot mikvah on Shabbos. The Beis Yosef. Note, the Kolbo didn't like going to the Mikvah on Shabbos, right? He says, "Cause of a Kolbo, ani tameh heich ishe yechol litvul b'lo Shabbos v'yom tov heich tinatzel mischita se'ar." The Kolbo didn't like it because of the ancillary concern that she might end up squeezing her hair. But he says, "L'kach ni'amar shuru yatvil lidachaz an motzei Shabbos v'yom tov." Therefore, the Kolbo thought you shouldn't go to the Mikvah at all on Shabbos. V'afal pich shehin divrei arayvit sefer balei nefesh. And the Beis Yosef says, "I agree that the Ravid said that." Still, in Litchos Divrei Kolhani Rab Vasa Deshar Litvel Biyom Tov V'Shabbes, but that's not how we paskin. Everyone besides the Ravid says it's allowed to go to the mikvah. You're allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. End of story. V'O Dehachi Mashem Behed Yabereish Berek Mamicha Yotza V'Chashu Deschita Zer in a Klum. He says, you know, you're worried she's going to squeeze her hair out. So what? The Rambam says Shein Schita B'Seir. That's mutter. So what do you want? She's going to do something mutter. Mazel tov. She's going to do something mutter. There are bigger things to worry about. And Beis Yosef follows this position that is more explicit in the Kudus HaKesef, the Karban Nisana, the Chesed Lavram, etc. There is no problem whatsoever for a woman to go to a mikvah on Shabbos, even in hot water. That seems to be the simplest understanding, and that is how they paskin. Okay. However, there are still a few potential nafkaminas to this question in addition. So just to run through them quickly. So 13 is the Shulchan Aruch which summarizes the halachos. This is just for background. The halachos that we've seen. Right? Mutter lahatvil kli chadosh haton tvila v'yesh osrim. So there is a machlokes whether everything we've been talking about, the tvilas kelim issue, is usher only for things which are tameh, or whether it applies also to the chiv to be tovel, new kalim, from a guy. So he notes that the machlok, as v'yari shamayim yotzi es kulam yitin akli le'ini yudim v'atana v'yach v'shenel b'menu v'in tzarech tvila. If you need to use it on Shabbos, so give it to a guy as a gift, and then borrow it from him, so you won't need tvila, fine. And the Rama says, v'himu kli sh'roi l'malos b'mayim y'malema mayim min ha'mikvah v'also lo tvila. So if it can be filled with water, so fill it with water and put it in a mikvah. We've already seen this, the Hashaka case, and it'll go to the mikvah sort of by itself. Okay. But the Mishnah Brura here quotes, and this is what's important, says that when you do this, when you bring something to a mikvah in a mutter way, right, through these haramos that the Gemara said is mutter, based on Magen Avraham, he says, "Ve'eno mivarech, da'az eno mucho shows l'shem tefila." You can't make a bracha, because if you think tefila is really usher, it's just mutter when it doesn't look like tefila, so you can't make a bracha, because if you make a bracha, then you are going to make it clear that it's l'shem tefila. So what about a woman going to a mikvah? The Magen Avraham said this about kelim, so what about a woman going to the mikvah? So it depends. If you think that it's mutter to go to the mikvah on Shabbos lechatchila, so she should be able to make a bracha. But if you think it's usser, right, it's just that we waive the isser because it looks like she's showering, then she shouldn't be allowed to say the bracha, right? That should be a nafkamina. But is that true, right? So, the answer is, well, no, it's not true. But why is it not true? So, the closest anyone says comes to saying that it's true is in 16. The Shut Kol Gadol of Maharam Chaviv, at least as it's understood by Rav Avadia, I'm a little bit unclear that this is actually his conclusion. He does raise as a possibility, I'm not sure he concluded it, but Rav Avadia says he does. Says, not that you can't make a bracha, but you have to whisper the bracha. Because if you were to say the bracha loudly, so that would show that this is mikvah and not cooling down. And therefore, if you think fundamentally going to mikvah is aser, So it's a problem, and that's how they call Gadol Paskins. Now, as we saw already, the Mishnah Brura Lashitaso thinks that going to the mikvah on Shabbos is fundamentally Asur. So shouldn't he also say it's Asur to make a bracha? So in the Ber Halacha, he addresses that question. He says, Ayin Mishnah Brura Masher Kosavti Deinem Avarechu. So that which I said, that when you bring a kli to a mikvah in a way that's a permitted harama, you can't make a bracha. That's the Magen Avraham. But he says, you know what? I'm not really sure that's true. Because shalidim can be shanida de kaimelam biyardei tzadi zayin de muteres litvah b'shabas. But tamishim denir can make arvein echad min aposkim shemar dafka b'li bracha. I don't understand. According to that, according to what I'm saying, right, and my sheet across the board, so a woman shouldn't be able to make a bracha which goes to the mikvah. And I don't understand. No one says that. So then he says, Achar kach matzadi kushu b'zev shuas Yaakov. Shuas Yaakov asked the question. He says, V'yishiv mishum de minhag genu levarech achar tefillah. He says, very simple. The minhag Ashkenaz is to make the bracha when? It's machlokas Shulchan Aruch Ramah. Shulchan Aruch says you make a bracha on the mikvah before you go in. The Ramah says you make the bracha afterwards. So he says, so what does that mean? When you're in the water, you haven't said the bracha, so it doesn't look like tefillah. Afterwards, you say the bracha, but so what? Retroactively, it doesn't make it usher. Right? That's his answer, but you see that fundamentally, it's a Mishnah Berurah Lashitaso. He thinks it should be usher to make a bracha, it's just he has a technicality of why it's mutter. Al-Kain b'shas tefillah lo minkar. Al-Zedochak. He says, you know what? That doesn't work. He says, because that only works the Ramah. The Tainach l'Ramah b'simin reish miyaradeya aval mechaber sham desasam kishitas rov reishonim k'mat kulam disfir le'levatel tefillah. But the all Rishonim, basically, almost all, Paskin, the way the Shulchan Aruch does, that you make the bracha before. So then you should mevarach kodem tefillah, van mitfilas ger, except for the tefillah of a ger, mishum dakati gavr lo chazi, because obviously the ger can't make a bracha when he's still a guy. So the Shulchan Aruch should have said, hayal alahazim, it's been kuf sadi zayin, to lo tivarech. Now the answer could just be that the Beis Yosef thinks there's no way to go to the mikvah, that's why he didn't say it. But the Mishnah Brura Lashitaso, that it is us to go to the mikvah, you need a heter. He says, I don't understand. According to Shulchan Aruch, it should be usher to make a bracha.
What is the heter according to the Mishnah Berurah?
Mitzvah.
So why can't you make a bracha to show you're doing a mitzvah?
Because he thinks that you still, it's a mitzvah combined with Nira Kameikar. Right? It's,
so it's not the mitzvah alone.
Yeah, it's right. It's mikvah plus the fact that we can pass it off as... Right, so another answer would just be to say the mitzvah pushes it off, right? That's another answer, but he doesn't actually bring that one. Again, for me, I think the simple answer is that it's just not usher. The answer could be what it could be that it's just like the mitzvah matters the tefillah and matters the bracha.
Because again, that if you make a bracha, everybody knows it's a mitzvah.
Correct.
So that you're trying to show it's a mitzvah more than anything else.
Right. I think that would probably right. That's probably true. But I think he assumes that it's a combination of mitzvah plus nira kameikar. Right. The nira kameikar is what weaves it. I mean, Medina de Gemara, all you need is Nira Kameikar. You need the added thing of mitzvah to get rid of Gzeres HaBalanin, not Gzeres HaBalanin, the Minag Ashkenaz to not bathe, even in cold water. So then he says, okay, but Efshar Litchok de Mayer Tzarech B'Shabbos, Vein L'Acher, sorry, I skipped a line. We'll just skip. And he says, Lulei de Mistafini Yisra Omer, de Mutl Varach Be'ish Mishakei HaKli. So you know what he says? I don't think this whole thing is true. I think that the Magen Avraham is really wrong. That even by Kelim, you can make a bracha. Why? Because Mishum de Nirik Rosa Malos. Mayim of Menidim Mishum Nirik can make a Shub. Mimelo Gaz Rabban and Alat Vila Gaz Mela Mutl Varach. He said, that's the point. Once we said it was Mutter, we said it was Mutter. For whatever reason, we said it was Mutter. That it includes a bracha. So maybe he is sort of saying what you're saying, that's the mitzvah. His formulation is that, no, once we said it's mutter, and therefore you can make a bracha. Now, again, that could just be because the mitzvah is mutter. The simplest understanding is no. There was no gzera to begin with against tefillah, and therefore you're allowed to make a bracha. Mishnah Brura is going back and forth because he has this tendency to think that it's fundamentally usher to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. So he comes up with other heterim. But in the end of the day, this answer is either going on the mitzvah answer or is going back to the other position. It's not usher at all. Another potential nafkamina is women who go to the mikvah, many women have different minhagim. Do they go to the mikvah once? Do they go twice? Do they dip three times, seven times? All types of things with Kabbalistic things. So is that usher or mutter? Right? So if you think that it's fundamentally mutter to go to the... Well, here... it doesn't really depend on this, right? Because here you could say, on the one hand, if it's mutzer gor the mikvah, should we mutzer do everything? On the other hand, you could say, no, it's mutzer gor the mikvah, but the second, third, seventh dip is just bathing. It just happens to be in a mikvah, right? Or you could go in the other direction and say, right, even to the extent that it's usur, it's only usur when it has halachic significance, and this has no halachic significance, so you could cut in any direction, but at any rate, it is a machlokes aposkim. Chavos Yair says, it's usur. Right? Chavos Yair says, you're only allowed to go once, everything else is usur. For whatever reason, it's usur because it's only a mutar misha mitzvah, or at that point it's bathing, whatever. Meshiv Davar, the Netziv, says, it is mutar, right? And he says, how do you know? He says, Ani ligadati madu asr, I have no idea. De'inim, the ikar is isra of humishu misakim, shita de'idach tefillah shetir. He says, what do you mean? You're telling me it's asr because it's tikkun? The second, third, seventh tefillah is not tikkun. Everybody knows it. It's just some minhag. So what's the problem? Vein b'harach v'hanach l'nasha yisrael minhagan, vein ligzer l'chadach chadashar shlaniska rishonim. Don't. Women have their minhagim. Just be quiet. Right? And that is how he paskins, and it is mutter. The last source that I gave here is we noted that the Mishnah Brura himself...
But he said Shabbos and Yom Tov. He's equated the two...
Yeah, we're going to come back to Shabbos and Yom Tov in three blot. We're going to hold it off because otherwise we'll never get off Yud Ches Amud Beis, which I want to do. I want to get off of it. There's the last point is that we saw that the Mishnah Brura noted Svara's white should be mutter for Hasidim to go to the mikvah or to go to mikvah for Keri. But himself, in the end, he ossered it. Right? He didn't like it.
Because he doesn't like tefillah.
Because he doesn't like tefillah on Shabbos, and he's a litvak, right? Rav Moshe Sternbach defends the Hasidish practice, and he says, "Kibalti mechtavo, maybe sheyesh ein tovim b'Shabbos shum tovus keri." Right? He brings that there are people who are osur. He says, "Varm tmuin." I don't understand that. Reika deyas migdolak hadmonim disfir the lobat latvilas ezra latvi. He said, first of all, some people think that, some of the Rishonim think that we did not get rid of Tvilas Ezra, and that you should still go to the mikvah before you daven. So there's at least Shito, so there's a mitzvah involved. So first of all, it's a mitzvah. And he says, second of all, you're worried that what's going to happen, they're going to pull out the water in the... They're going to walk. And you're worried, based on what the Beis Yosef says, that their beards are going to be dripping wet when they walk out. Right? He says, that's amaratzim. He said, it's amaratzim. You can't influence them anyways. He said, but people who have a reach Torah and go and right and know halacha, so they should go to the mikvah. And he says, and even the Chavetz Chaim who said it was Asr, right? Chavetz Chaim said it was Asr. He did it himself. He wasn't so convinced it was Asr. Not true. You're going to tell me the Litvaks didn't go, which is what Alan was all upset about last week, that the Litvaks said it was Asr. That was because they used to go to the mikveh out in the rivers. And they were worried about carrying the water. But we go inside. By the time you get out of the mikveh, by the time you go outside, the water's dripped off or it's been absorbed into your clothes and it's no longer chashav. Therefore, it's mutter. Shekdusha Shabbos, kedusha hamikdash. Rarely is tar kol haShabbos, and there's a mitzvah anyways because Shabbos is like the mikdash, and you should go to the mikvah and you go to the mikvah. First, my sarav shalol tol Shabbos. And he says, still, it's true. The litvaks don't go. And talmidei hagran is harubazev konago yudei lit. Haino akabonim tefillah bevarhesia. Okay, that's in public, right? I'll just summarize that. So he says maybe that's only bizmanam because he was worried about amaratzim and squeezing their hair. But nowadays everybody knows the halachos. Everybody, right? So whatever, I'm not convinced this is true. But he says, at any rate, it is mutter. Okay, take it or leave it. But that is the defense of the Hasidic minhag. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it. The Litvaks didn't like it. But the Shulchan Aruch says no. He thinks it is mutter. So that is, we did get to the end of it. Of Tefillah on Shabbos or Chitzah on Shabbos. And like I said, we'll come back to the Shabbos Yom Tov discussion on Chafal from the base. But I really just wanted to get on from this because we've been on this Tefillah thing for like 6 weeks, and it's time to move on to a new.